Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Dow took another huge dive today, closing down just over 800 points after the bond market, for the first time in 10 years, flashed a recession warning. Today's loss comes after the market recouped some of its previous losses yesterday over trade war fears. To find out what's causing this market volatility, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with financial expert Michael Yoshikami, CEO of Destination Wealth Management in Walnut Creek. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Can you break this down for us? First of all, what is an inverted yield curve and why are people so worried?
Well, an inverted yield curve is really very simple. It means that the bonds or the CDs that are long maturity, let's say 10 or 30 years, are now actually paying less interest than a very short-term bond, say a one-year bond. And the reason why that's so significant is it really suggests that bond investors think that the future is gloomy, that there's going to be a recession. The reason why the market is reacting so strongly is the last five recessions that we've had in the United States were preceded by an inverted yield curve, and that tends to be troublesome for equity markets. Now, one thing I do want to bring up is even though the stock market went down a lot today, if you look at the average returns for the stock market after yields have been inverted, it's interesting. Over a 12-month period, the returns on average have been up. So I think today is a little bit of a strong reaction for a future event that might happen down the road, a recession maybe a year from now.
How did the bond market react today?
Well, the bond market was very strong. When yields are dropping, bond prices go up. So it really suggests there's lots of demand for safe haven assets. And when there's demand, what happens? Prices tend to go up, and that's what happened to the bond market today.
Michael, to what degree does this put pressure on the Fed now in terms of those rate hikes that the president wants?
Well, that combined with what happened today, combined with a series of tweets that occurred earlier today, puts a lot of pressure on the Fed. The Fed has been criticized as being perhaps too passive in terms of trying to attack a slowdown in the economy. They just dropped interest rates by 0.25%. I think they're going to be under tremendous pressure to continue to lower rates and maybe faster than they had anticipated.
What does all this mean for investors and consumers?
It means you're going to see a lot of volatility in equity assets. I don't think it absolutely means that the stock markets are going to blow up or have some sort of cataclysmic loss. It means that your fixed income is going to pay really low interest rates, so you really want to probably look around and see if you can get higher rates on your bonds and on your CDs. And we'll just have to see what plays out over the course of the next 3 months. It's going to be very, very interesting.
All right, Michael. Thanks, as always, for weighing in. That's Michael Yoshikami, CEO of Destination Wealth Management in Walnut Creek.